While geopolitical tensions capture headlines, the technology sector continues its remarkable transformation, with artificial intelligence driving market performance to historic levels. The SOX Semiconductor Index has surged roughly 80% in 2026, pushing component companies' combined market value to $5.7 trillion.
These aren't just impressive numbers. They represent a fundamental shift in how markets value technology companies. NVIDIA's market capitalization alone now exceeds the GDP of most G20 nations, and their influence extends far beyond chip design. Today's announcement that Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company is deploying NVIDIA AI across their entire chip manufacturing process demonstrates how AI is becoming embedded in every layer of technology production.
TSMC's implementation is particularly significant because they're using NVIDIA accelerated computing to improve lithography, defect detection, and fabrication operations. This creates a feedback loop where AI improves the manufacturing of chips that enable better AI, a compounding advantage that could accelerate innovation cycles beyond anything we've previously experienced.
At Computex 2026 in Taipei, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang delivered what may be his most confident assessment yet about AI's economic impact. He called fears about AI eliminating jobs complete nonsense and cited rising GitHub activity as evidence that AI is actually creating more coding opportunities. But this raises interesting questions about how we measure AI's employment effects.
Huang's argument is worth examining closely. GitHub commits and code repositories are indeed growing rapidly, but this could reflect either increased human programming activity or simply more AI-generated code being versioned and stored. The distinction matters enormously for understanding whether AI is augmenting human capability or gradually replacing it.
Apollo Global's chief economist released a study finding zero evidence of AI-driven job losses in current employment data. This supports Huang's position, but economists caution that labor market disruptions from technology typically occur with significant delays. The productivity gains appear first, followed by employment effects as companies reorganize around new capabilities.
Bank of America issued a more cautionary analysis, warning that AI-fueled profit forecasts have decoupled from fundamentals. Their strategists note that record global margin expectations clash with a two-year low in purchasing managers' indices, suggesting that AI optimism may be overriding basic economic indicators.
This disconnect is visible in chip stock performance, which has shattered 30-year records despite concerns about demand sustainability. The speculation around when this becomes a bubble rather than justified growth is intensifying. We've seen technology booms before, but the current AI rally has both broader applications and deeper technical moats than previous cycles.
Microsoft's Build 2026 conference, which kicks off today, will provide crucial indicators about enterprise AI adoption. They're expected to announce major advances in AI agents and NVIDIA-powered PC integration. Microsoft's ability to monetize AI through their enterprise software suite represents a more sustainable business model than pure-play AI companies.
Meanwhile, NVIDIA unveiled an open humanoid robot platform at GTC Taipei that could revolutionize manufacturing automation. This isn't just about replacing human workers, it's about creating entirely new production capabilities. The economic implications of humanoid robots that can perform complex manual tasks are staggering.
The emergence of what Silicon Valley calls robot puppeteers, humans who train humanoid robots on everyday tasks, represents a fascinating new gig economy. Companies are investing billions in robotics talent, creating employment opportunities, even as the ultimate goal is automation. It's a paradox that perfectly captures our current moment.
Qualcomm's CEO declared 2026 the year of agents at his Computex keynote, though Qualcomm shares declined as NVIDIA's announcements overshadowed their new Dragonfly AI data center brand. This market reaction demonstrates how completely NVIDIA dominates investor attention in AI infrastructure.
There are concerning developments in AI security as well. Hackers have successfully used Meta's AI chatbot to hijack Instagram accounts, demonstrating how AI systems can be weaponized for cybercrime. As AI capabilities grow, so do the potential attack vectors for malicious actors.
Anthropic made headlines by cutting their unauthorized platform sharing list after facing pushback from developers. This reflects growing tensions around AI safety and platform governance. Companies are walking a fine line between encouraging innovation and preventing misuse of their AI systems.
The geopolitical dimension of AI competition continues escalating. The United States closed a loophole that allowed China to obtain AI chips abroad, part of broader efforts to maintain technological advantages. But these export controls are becoming increasingly difficult to enforce as AI capabilities spread globally.
Looking at market fundamentals, the question becomes whether current AI valuations reflect genuine productivity gains or speculative excess. The technology is clearly transformative, but the timeline for economic benefits and the distribution of gains remain highly uncertain.